D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
At D. James Kennedy Ministries, we strive every day to follow our Lord's command to share the gospel and love our neighbors as ourselves. So why are we being called an actual hate group? Today, we are confronting hate and lies on Truths That Transform.
This is Truths That Transform.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Recently on this program, we've been updating you on the activities of the Southern Poverty Law Center. This organization, which once did good work during the late portion of the civil rights era, has now joined the culture war on the side of the far left. They have taken to designating Christian ministries that uphold a biblical view of marriage and sexuality as hate groups, including D. James Kennedy Ministries. And we have just filed suit in federal district court against the SPLC for this defamatory labeling. And on today's program, we'll tell you how you can get involved on behalf of all Bible-believing Christians, since you too will soon enough fall under the SPLC hate designation. As we begin, I'm joined by our own John Rabe, the executive producer of our recent documentary on the SPLC called Prophets of Hate. John, thanks for being with us. Good to have you here.
Frank, thank you as always. I appreciate you having me on, and I wanted to take the opportunity to, as we've done a couple of times during the history of this program, turn the tables on you a little bit and ask you some questions, because you are the president and CEO of this ministry in addition to hosting the program. Yeah, that's right. I saw it on your business cards. I know it's true. First of all, I know the answer to this, but let's address the elephant in the room. Are we a hate group? Is D. James Kennedy Ministries a hate group, as the Southern Poverty Law Center claims?
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has this so-called hate map, in which on it are some legitimate hate groups about which we should be concerned. But they've also loaded onto their hate map Bible-believing Christians and Christian ministries that do nothing more than subscribe to historic Christian teaching. And so, of course not. We're not a hate group. We try every day to follow the teachings of Christ, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Of all people, Christians recognize their own sinfulness makes them no different than others who are struggling, except that we've trusted in Christ.
And ironically, it's for holding a view, say, on marriage that was held by no less than Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as recently as 2012. 5 years later, now someone that holds to that view is a hate group? That's pretty hard to believe.
Well, even more astonishing is that we've been on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map for 10 years. Mm. But, oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center never bothered to call out haters from the left wing, because in the end, John, their real work is nothing more than a thinly disguised effort by the left wing of the Democrat Party, really the extreme left wing, to demonize, marginalize, and silence political and religious viewpoints with which they disagree.
And so we have filed a lawsuit. D. James Kennedy Ministries has filed a lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center in federal court in Alabama. What's the basis of that lawsuit? Why are we now suing the Southern Poverty Law Center?
We're actually suing the Southern Poverty Law Center and two other defendants. The Southern Poverty Law Center and GuideStar, we're suing for defamation. They are trafficking in falsehoods that have damaged our ministry.
And just to clarify, GuideStar is charity evaluating organization that it's the largest one, as I understand it, where people want to figure out, do I give my money here, do I give my money there? They go to GuideStar, and GuideStar is supposed to be a neutral evaluator of charities.
That's exactly right. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is the originator of the hate map. GuideStar is an organization that has relied on that false information and also published that to and distributed that to our detriment. So we're suing the both of them for defamation, and then we're actually suing our friends at Amazon.com. Mm. Amazon has a program which they call Amazon Smile, which allows purchasers of Amazon products to designate a small portion of their purchases to go to any charitable organization that's recognized by the IRS under what's called Section 501c3, nonprofit organizations. We applied for that, to be part of that program, and Amazon notified us that we were being turned down because they rely upon the work of, guess who, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so we're actually suing Amazon for discrimination.
And that really brings us to the culmination of all this, which is there are lots of wrongs that happen. There have been lots of wrongs that happen to Christians out in America. Why is this issue so important? Why is this the one that we've dug our heels in and decided to file a lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center and several other entities?
It's because if you can successfully label ideas as hate, you can redefine the world. The idea of labeling people as haters is really nothing more than a cheap rhetorical device. It's something that a sophomore debate team would try to do, to try to get you away from the things that you believe and just label you in such a manner that you can be dismissed. Their purpose is to silence the truth, and Christian truth is objectionable in their worldview.
Frank, thank you for letting me sit in and find out from you exactly what's going on in this very important lawsuit.
And well, John, let me thank you and your team of producers and our production team here, because the DVD that you produce, Prophets of Hate, is one of the most powerful tools for getting the message out so that others can find out who the Southern Poverty Law Center really is. Up until now, they've been wearing a costume at a masquerade party, and based on the great work that your team did, we've pulled the mask off and people can see them for what they really are. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, Frank. It really was our privilege.
In reality, we are the farthest thing imaginable from a hate group. We know we're sinners just like everyone else. And having experienced the love of God through the grace of God, we want to offer that love and forgiveness to everyone else also. God calls us to call sin what it is and to repent of it. But that's not a message of hate. That's a message of love, in which we want all people to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. D. James Kennedy powerfully explains this in this portion of his message, Bonds of Love.
Occasionally it happens that one is reading some familiar words, such as found in the Bible, and comes across a passage which, though they may have read it many times before, it somehow reaches out and grabs them with something of an electric shock. That's what happened to me years ago as I was reading a certain passage. Though I knew it well, it reached out and startled me with new meaning. Jesus is speaking, and he says this, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you." Anything unusual about that? It suddenly hit me. The full meaning hit me. Jesus Christ said, "As the Father, the Heavenly Father, has loved me, his eternal Son, so have I loved you." There's a world of meaning in that tiny word, as. Have you thought about that? About how you are loved by God? First of all, we notice that love was without beginning. There never was a time when the Father did not love the Son. You can go back through eons of time, back before the creation of the universe, and the Father loved the Son. He has loved him eternally, everlastingly. He has loved his Son. And here he is telling us that in that same way that God the Father has loved him, so he loves us, and the Father loves us as well. And that is a tremendous thing to realize, that we are thus everlastingly loved by Christ. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, and thou never changes. He also loves us, not only with a love that has never had a beginning, but he loves us with a love that will have no end. God's love also is constant. Our love may be like a flickering candle, but the love of God for Christ and thus for us is like the blazing sun. It never wanes or flickers. It goes on and on constantly. And so we are loved with such a love as that by God. And we don't have to do anything to keep that love going. That's just the way that God's love is. Another thing about the love of God, and I think it's most important, is that it is totally undeserved. Because the fact of the matter is, there is nothing about us that causes God to love us. The thing that causes God to love us is that which is in Him, that God is love. And that unearned, unmerited, undeserved love is what we call grace. Totally unmerited favor given to those who deserve positive disfavor. Martin Luther said, "The most damnable and pernicious heresy which has ever plagued the mind of man is the false idea that we, sinful, depraved, vile creatures, could ever make ourselves acceptable to live in the presence of an all-holy and sin-hating God. Away once and for all with all such nonsense and such delusions, and let us grasp firmly the truth that God loves us not because of what we are, but in spite of everything we are." Now that's really theology. As the Catechism says, my only hope in this life and that which is to come is that I am not my own, but I belong to my faithful Savior who has bought me with his own blood. He has satisfied for all of my sins and promised never to leave me or forsake me. Do you know that you are loved and that you are held by Christ with a love that will never let you go? Lastly, I might mention that the love of God is infinite. It's not simply great or wonderful or marvelous or super. It is infinite in its greatness, its extent, its measure. There is indeed no measure of that love. Dear one, have you pondered the love that God has for you? If you want to love Him more, then don't think about your love. Think about His love for you, and your love will inevitably grow.
As Dr. Kennedy shared today, God is love. But there's nothing within us that causes Him to love us. It's a matter of grace, which we receive through faith alone. As the Protestant reformers pointed out, such saving faith is a gift of God's grace and is always accompanied by sorrow for sin and by repentance. For declaring that message, including the truth that homosexual behavior is a sin and needs to be repented of, and that God can heal same-sex attraction as He heals so many other sins, the Southern Poverty Law Center has designated us a hate group. But in doing so, they've really designated all of historic biblical Christianity as hateful. And because corporations, law enforcement, and the media are taking them seriously, we've filed a lawsuit against them for their falsehood. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has a wonderful public relations operation where they have been able to sell themselves to the media, to the decision makers. They are using the huge wealth that they are receiving through their mail fundraising operation to promote themselves so they then can sell this message that they are trying to implant in the minds of Americans to turn Americans against traditional values, against our Christian heritage.
Founded in 1971, the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, is a huge organization that labels itself as a champion of the ongoing struggle for civil rights in America. Many people, even critics, would agree that they did good work in their early years.
But then, recently, during the 2000s, they've kind of morphed into a hate group watch. And that's essentially where all the action is now. The media will cite whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center says as gospel truth.
The alt-right are riding the coattails of bigotry that has come into the mainstream.
Once you can say that, somebody's on the SPLC's hate list, and if you're a journalist for the mainstream media, then you point out, yes, this group is on the hate list for the SPLC. And this is automatically bad. This shows you what haters the group is. So that's essentially what's happening.
The Southern Poverty Law Center portrays itself as following in the footsteps of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But are they correct to invoke King's legacy as they stridently advocate positions which are against the Bible? For example, in favor of same-sex marriage.
Dr. King believed in moral absolutes. He didn't believe in the advance of moral relativism, because he understood that it was only when you have moral absolutes that you had a basis to pursue justice and equality for all. And what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing is the direct opposite of that. They are in fact creating division by the use of moral relativism that is a direct affront to what Dr. King believed.
They are doing a profound disservice both to the public at large and specifically to those in the charitable world or in the press or in government who need to have access to the kind of information that I believe people like us provide. That is the crux of the matter.
Critics of the Southern Poverty Law Center argue that they paint with too broad a brush in their labeling of various groups and individuals as haters. Therefore, legitimate Christian ministries that simply hold to traditional Christian doctrine on issues of sex and gender, for example, end up with the same hate label as the KKK, neo-Nazis, and armed militias.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has had Ben Carson on their hate list. They've had Tony Perkins and his organization on their hate list. The truth is, they're the ones that hate. They hate God, and they hate any acknowledgement of God. And they call other people haters.
And D. James Kennedy Ministries has also been falsely placed on the SPLC's so-called hate map. But the ministry is pushing back against the slander.
On behalf of D. James Kennedy Ministries, we have filed a lawsuit in federal court in the state of Alabama, protecting not just the rights of this ministry, but the rights of all ministries and concerned citizens that want to be able to freely speak their faith. Southern Poverty Law Center has the right to speak. They don't have the right to libel, slander, or defame. And there is a difference between speaking openly and honestly in the marketplace of ideas and destroying wrongfully the reputation of an innocent party.
Other defendants in the lawsuit are Amazon.com, whose Amazon Smile charity program excluded D. James Kennedy Ministries because of the SPLC's false hate designation, as well as the charity evaluator GuideStar, which has applied the SPLC's hate label to charity organizations.
It's our opinion that Amazon and GuideStar and any other entity that relies on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map is acting irresponsibly. We believe that while they may have stood for some good things in the past, what they're doing with their hate map towards ministries like D. James Kennedy Ministries is absolutely wrong, and they should be held responsible, and that's what we hope to have before a jury in Alabama.
Matt Staver's Liberty Council has also falsely been placed on the SPLC's hate map.
It's irresponsible and reckless to label someone with whom you disagree as a hater or a hate group, put them in the same category as the KKK or the Aryan Nation. We can have disagreement all day long. Do it respectfully, do it politely. We're not going to necessarily see on the same page. That's fine. But don't put people in harm's way intentionally.
We believe that organizations should be free in this country, just like our founders did, to talk about marriage, the definition of marriage, what the Bible teaches, to share their faith without being lambasted and even subjected to incredible economic and personal ridicule in this country. And this is an opportunity for those that are concerned about many that are taking what we'd call Silicon Valley values or even Hollywood values and forcing them on the country.
As you've just seen, the Southern Poverty Law Center has traded on its early days for many years now, but they have gotten far away from their original mission, lumping together traditional Christian organizations like ours with groups like the KKK and neo-Nazis is intellectually and morally dishonest. For the sake of all Christian ministries and churches in America, we have taken a stand against it and filed suit in federal court. And now we need you to stand with us in that suit. My good friend Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy will tell us more. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. The far left in America has discovered that the best way to remove Christian influence in this nation is to silence us. And the best way to silence us is to marginalize us and brand us as haters. In our culture, that's the easiest way to steamroll over those who disagree. And in our case, it is utterly and completely false. We offer the love of Jesus Christ to all people without discrimination. And we absolutely repudiate violence in the name of Christ. But because the SPLC persists in propagating this hate group falsehood about us, we've taken the step of filing suit against them. And we need you to help us. The SPLC is, more than anything, a fundraising organization. According to their own financial report, they have more than a $300 million endowment. Even the CEO of Apple recently gave them a $1 million gift. It's not easy to take on such a Goliath, but by God's grace and with your help, that's just what we're doing. I want to ask you right now to please prayerfully consider giving us a generous donation to help us in this legal battle. It could be the difference between freedom of speech and having a virtual gag put on Christian beliefs. We can no longer let the SPLC and associated groups lie about Christian beliefs to the government, to the press, and to law enforcement. Please stand by us in this landmark battle with a generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. We have also put together a petition to Representative Trey Gowdy, who is chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, asking him to hold hearings on the Southern Poverty Law Center. In the wake of recent violent protests, the SPLC has again been working overtime to demonize traditional Christians by placing them alongside true hate groups, and it influences the media and corporations. Help us with this generous donation to press this lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center and get your petition to Congressman Gowdy asking for hearings. You'll also be helping us to continue the vital ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org.
The First Amendment to our Constitution guarantees, among other things, the freedom of speech. For many decades, those on the American left were free speech absolutists, strenuously arguing that even burning the American flag is a form of speech that deserves protection. But these days, the left is suddenly much less enamored with free speech. In an age of postmodern political correctness, where words from marriage to love are being redefined so as to lose all meaning, the left now seems to exercise its agenda by tightly controlling speech. One need look no further than the average college campus, where the catalog of grievances and so-called microaggressions grows by the day. And saying the wrong thing can get you assaulted or kicked out of school. In the last few years, one-time defenders of free speech have found they can win arguments by merely silencing the other side. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do. No more need for the messy to and fro of political debate. The American Civil Liberties Union, which has defended pornography and flag burning in court, now says in the wake of the Charlottesville protests that it needs to rethink its approach to free speech. The former head of the Democrat Party says that so-called hate speech is not protected under the First Amendment. And the Southern Poverty Law Center now works overtime to make sure its own biased left-wing opinion of what constitutes hate speech is the one adopted by the government, parroted by the media, and silenced under the new speech protocols. You don't need to wake up Einstein to see where this is going. Radical leftism loses at the ballot box in America. So, the far left has decided to take their pet issues out of the hands of the public by marginalizing and silencing dissent, especially that of Bible-believing Christians, and attempting to brainwash a new generation that theirs is the only reasonable position. We have a responsibility to God, America's founders, and our kids not to let them get away with it. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
How I know that Christ rose from the dead. And this is one of the most important things that we can ever know in this world.
If you can falsify the Christian faith by showing the resurrection didn't happen, you're fully justified in walking away.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.